lifeless skeleton.
We will not be moved by speeches. What is it exactly that you want?
Added another, his voice a high-pitched stiletto issuing from a featureless iron mask.
Tell us your plans.
My apprentice will infiltrate the court of Tsar Barish, Darth Kratos said, in order to steal the information from the Hutts. I will wait off-world. When she has succeeded, I will proceed to the location of the colony and begin its annexation to the continued glory of the Empire.
He bowed low, and Axe was filled with contempt.
A simple plan, said another of the Dark Lords.
Darth Howl had teeth sharpened to points, and his face was slashed by random patterns of straight lines.
I admire its directness. We do not negotiate with criminals.
Tsar Barish has been of use to us, said another. It would not be wise to anger her.
My apprentice will be circumspect, Darth Kratos assured them. She is unknown to them. They will not detect her.
And the annexation itself? How will you facilitate this? You cannot have sufficient resources of your own to capture an entire world.
No, my lords. I will require at least a division to quash any resistance.
An entire division?
Dry mutterings circulated around the ring of Dark Lords.
You ask too much. Do you expect significant resistance?
Yes, Darth Howl.
Here, Axe's master hesitated. The one point he had downplayed during his summary was at last being dragged into view.
The colony was founded by fugitives from the Empire.
What kind of fugitives?
He outlined everything they had uncovered about Lima Zandret, while the council listened in chilly silence. When he described the connection between Zandret and Axe, all eyes turned to her. She did her best to stare right back, although it caused her physical pain at the back of her eye sockets. It was like meeting the gaze of a black hole.
The Mandalorian let the daughter of the fugitives live, said Darth Howl when the account was finished. Can you be sure there is no connection between them?
I have examined her thoroughly. She feels no sympathy for the ones we seek.
What say you, girl? Tell me what you remember of your mother.
Axe forced her tongue to unfreeze. She had been spoken to, so she must reply. That was how it worked.
I remember nothing, my lord. That is both a curse and a blessing.
Explain.
My lack of memory means that I can offer no clue as to the whereabouts of the fugitives. That is a curse, because it would be simplest to avoid dealing with the Hutts altogether. But if I did remember, my feelings might indeed be clouded, and you would be right to mistrust me. I offer you my assurance that I am loyal, and that the Hutts can be dealt with.
She felt a pressure on her mind, as though a mountain were leaning on it.
You are confident, said Darth Howl. Perhaps overconfident, but you are not lying.
Thank you, my lord.
She bowed deeply.
That doesn't mean, however, that we can trust you.
She straightened.
If I may address the council once more.